Tomorrow on Your Day, we invite you to call in to ask about the birds you've seen. We'll get ready for that birding discussion by spending a few minutes outdoors with our naturalist Patrick McMillan and Drew Lanham.
Well, I'd like to welcome you back to another backyard expedition. And I'm out here with Drew Lanham, and we are in southern Greenville County, not far from town. Matter of fact, we're real close to Pelzer. And we're looking at something that blows my mind here, Drew, a bird that I never would expect to see in South Carolina.
Yeah, Patrick, we're looking at a scissortail flycatcher, actually a family of scissortail flycatchers that are nesting out here in Greenville County. It's pretty incredible.
If you've never seen a scissortail flycatcher, which if you live in South Carolina, you probably haven't, because this is a state bird of
Oklahoma.
Of Oklahoma. I mean, this is a prairie bird. It's found in the southern plains. But if you've never seen one, boy, what a bird, as flycatchers go. Gosh, describe this bird for me, because the scissor tail is obvious, but there's so much more to it than that.
Well, Patrick, if you think about a bird that's, the body of it's roughly mockingbird size, but then it's got this fabulous forked tail that at least doubles the body size of it. And so the tail scissors out as it flies. And so kind of a grayish tone overall with this forked tail, but then this beautiful salmon kind of rose color on the flanks. And then when it lifts those wings, Patrick?
Brilliant rose underneath the wing on the male. Just, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely gorgeous bird that we're seeing here.
Yeah, and I heard about a few of these over the years, you know, being in Lawrence County and Saluda County, but to see one this close to Greenville is just blowing my mind. And I guess the question people are going to ask is, why is it here, Drew? Why are they here? Why are they breeding in South Carolina?
Well, you know, every once in a while, Patrick, you get birds that just kind of show up outside of the normal range. And a lot of times you'll see single birds that are just kind of blown off course. And those birds end up in places and a lot of birders come to see them. But here you've got a really unique situation where these birds, according to the landowner, have been showing up for quite a few years. And so how a pair first got out here is really kind of hard to know how it happened. But certainly the offspring of these birds are probably imprinted on this site. And so you would think that in years to come, maybe, that there'll have scissortail flycatchers on the plains of Pelzer or near
Plains Pelzer. Pelzer Plains. and, you know, that's the thing, I guess, that to me when I come here, I mean, we're sitting here on a fence line looking up at telephone poles with scissortail flycatchers on them, but this place looks like Oklahoma to me. I mean, we have scattered oak trees in this extensive pasture that we're on the edge of. We got water right here, a little pond, and this is the habitat these birds live in Oklahoma, right? I mean, it's open prairie or even ag areas with scattered trees. They love to have something they can perch on, so they're one of the birds that's doing still well in the plains.
Well, one of the things about this bird, Patrick, is that it's doing well around something that humans have created. I mean, here we have a pasture that it's not exactly native grassland, but it's grassland. It's open. You've got those scattered trees, as you've said. You've got plenty of places for the birds to perch. In fact, we're looking at the nests up here on a transformer.
Yeah. Yeah, two nests. Apparently, you know, they've already raised one group of young. We've seen them flying around, and now she's sitting on the second nest here at the end of June. So, man, unbelievable to see these birds here. So your call is we're going to have scissortail flycatchers officially in South Carolina commonly now? They're going to be here?
Well, not my call to say they're going to be common, but you know, this means that as birders, you need to pay attention as you're riding down these back roads, and that if you see something unusual, find a safe spot to pull off and check it out, because you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, and who knows how many Western kingbirds and tropical kingbirds and things like that are sitting up on a power line waiting.
Man, it makes me giddy just to think about all those birds that could be out there.
Yeah, for somebody to see it. Incredible bird, and not the only grassland bird I hear around here. I got to mention this bird in the background. Sounds like a ping pong ball dropping on a table.
Yeah, that's a field sparrow. One of our more common, I guess, open land birds, and you find them around agricultural situations. But we've also had blue grosbeak out here today. We've had killdeer. We hear a mockingbird in the background. So here again, you've got this agricultural setting that's really rich in bird life, Patrick.
Yeah, and it's the exact same suite of birds that when I videotaped these scissortail flycatchers at the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve in Oklahoma, were flitting around feeding with these. So.
You know, and as I think about, again, all those citizen scientists that are out there, there was a landowner that informed a good friend of yours, Frank Holloman, about these birds, and he called them what, Patrick?
He called them fork-tailed fence sitters, which is, I love that name. I think we should, like, adopt that name. I'm going to petition for that.
Yeah, I think
changing
you should.
A lot of bird names, right?
But I think you should. That it makes sense for what this bird does and how this bird looks. And so, again, as you're rolling down these back roads, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for these birds and anything else that doesn't appear usual. And, again, for you birders out there, what you've got to understand, the common birds, look at those birds carefully, and then you'll be able to discern what's uncommon and doesn't belong.
It's just another good lesson that you don't have to go across the continent to really see something spectacular. You just have to be observant right outside your own back door.
Patrick McMillan and Drew Lanham will join us in the Your Day studio tomorrow at noon to take your questions about the birds in your backyard. You're listening to Your Day. I'm Diana Daniels. Thanks for staying with us.